Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number three here on The Fan After Dark. We just got done talking to Ray Nixon of the Big Three. He joined us for about an hour and 20 minutes in studio alongside Fred Davis and Trevor, the creator. My name's Blake, and I'm here to hang out with you guys and get you guys caught up on all the world of sports that you've missed. You've been working hard, and you've been missing things. One thing that you probably didn't miss was Shohei Ohtani, who just hit another home run. The Dodgers are up 4-0 over the Brewers. Shohei hit one in the first inning, and I think he just hit another one. It's like the third or fourth inning right now. The second one, both have been crushes. I think both were at least 450 feet. So if you haven't, I think that game's on TBS or something. Throw that game on, put it on mute, listen to The Fan After Dark. I'm going to go to Trevor Beck. He's been watching both baseball games closely for a little update on all the baseball that we've missed in the last hour while we were doing our Ray Nixon interview.
Yeah, if you guys hadn't been watching, I think it was like right as he was coming in, we had Seattle and the Blue Jays. They showed up and decided, Eugenio Suarez decided to hit a game-winning grand slam. I mean, it didn't happen as it was game-winning, but it was a go-ahead grand slam, and those locks were flowing. I'll say one thing. I wish I had hair like a Eugenio Suarez, because mine's very fine, and that man has just got these locks, and they're beautiful as he's trotting around. It was a great game. The big dumper went out and hit another home run to tie it up as well. So I'm loving these playoffs right now. I don't like that the Dodgers are winning, but I want the Dodgers to win over the Brewers simply because I want to see the Mariners beat the Dodgers. I think that would be enjoyable for game. Go ahead.
You want to give us a series count and where things are lying right now in that series?
So right now the Mariners are up 3-2 over the Blue Jays. I want to say that the Dodgers are 3-0.
Yeah, 3-0. Now. They're about to put this thing to rest.
Yeah, they're smashing the Brewers.
I mean, of course, did you mention already that we've got ourselves a barn burner in Miami as they're down a field goal?
Can you do it in the BetMGM voice, guy? That was
dude,
great.
Dude, that guy was crazy.
Do we have that clip?
Crazy.
We can probably find it.
Find that clip,
that
man.
That was hilarious to me.
And you're listening to it, and I heard it twice. I heard it once on G-Bag, and then I heard it again. I don't know. I think I might have heard it on KNC when they were doing it. It was just, and Khaki Kevin sent me the clip, told me about it this morning. He's like, this is the most insane intro I've ever heard.
What a long intro for our boy Choppy.
It wasn't even an intro for Choppy, though. Like, that was what the problem was.
No, it was, though. But no, it started off.
I know it started off like that, but it wasn't. He said, this guy knows Cowboys, RJ Choppy, and then he just said his name, and then he went off and doing his own thing. That's all I'm saying. Like, it
Twitter!
Like a Choppy intro. It felt like him just doing his
Well, no, he was
whatever.
Doing his bit. Yeah. No, he was absolutely doing his bit. I mean,
Shohei has hit two homers. First one, 446.
Yeah.
Second one, 469.
He's a dude. He's not pitching. He's not from this planet.
He finally decided to show up these playoffs because he has not played well.
He's only allowed one hit through four innings, too.
you know, he's dealing right now.
That's got to be a pretty good feeling. Both at bats, you hit a 450 homer and you've only allowed one hit.
Ohtani's a freak.
Imagine if he threw a no-hitter and hit like three homers. Would that be the greatest postseason game ever by one single player? If he threw a no-hitter and hit three home runs in the same game?
I mean, Blake, I don't think you need to be any kind of baseball historian. Yes, that would probably be the greatest baseball game ever if you pitched a no-hitter and hit three home runs. Okay.
Has anyone come close to that?
Yeah, in Major League The Show on a video game. I mean, what do you mean, is anybody? Of course not, Blake. I mean, what planet are you living on right now?
Stuff was crazy in like the 1920s and Babe Ruth and when Lou Gehrig and Hank Aaron and all the black and white footage. I'm sure they were.
Hank Aaron played with color television before okay. We go anywhere.
Guys over here just
Daryl Strawberry.
Guys over here just naming old people.
Derek Jeter.
Where did my? I'm looking for my sheet from last night.
You're trying to lose the picks. I don't think Fred would mind the comparison to the cook from Under Siege, the movie.
That's right. That's right. That's a hell of a pull right there. I appreciate that.
Someone said Babe Ruth? ? Fred.
Yeah, I mean, if that had happened,
did Babe Ruth ever pitch a game?
We're talking about that for 100 years ago.
Did he ever pitch a game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah. So
yeah, Babe Ruth. That was what he was. That's why everybody was like, "This is the next Babe Ruth."
So,
yeah.
So he never threw a no hitter.
No, Ruth never threw a no hitter.
I'm not the most devout. I mean, I know he was black. There's that.
That's so. All you know.
God, I hate that story. I don't. I say
what's
I hate it.
Whoa, whoa, you hate what?
Whoa!
It just feels weird. That just feels.
What, the Babe Ruth black?
Yes.
Why? What do you mean it feels weird?
Because
please
then
explain.
Then that lessens Jackie Robinson.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It absolutely does.
No,
how
it
does
doesn't.
It not lessen Jackie Robinson? Jackie Robinson was the first Negro player to play in baseball.
Yeah.
And Babe Ruth did it several years before him, and we say nothing about it? Like, come on.
Well, that's part of the, I mean, it wouldn't take anything away from it. It would just add to the lore. But yes, he was very, I mean, I watched a.
Everyone just texting in, yeah. Whoa, and all caps.
That's not what I did. No, there's just.
Stop me if you've heard this before. Watch the documentary on it.
Tell me what it's on. Like, what is it on?
I don't know, dude. Prime.
It's on Prime. Okay.
No.
Tubi.
There was definitely some cream in that coffee for sure.
Yeah.
Or coffee in that cream with Babe Ruth.
But
that was a thing. They didn't want, you know, and that shows you kind of the sign of the times is that they wanted to suppress that.
Okay, so it was the argument is that he was
half black or something like that.
He was mixed.
He was mixed, and he would do things for the black community back in the day, and that never ever got touched on or talked about. And he was very adamant about doing that.
I need to watch the documentary. Then I need to shut my mouth and watch the documentary. I don't want to take
someone
away from
said
Jack.
PBS.
That's more of what is PBS.
There you go.
Was it a Ken Burns?
I get bro.
So come
many
on.
Questions. So many follow-ups.
Just go to Prime and look up Babe Ruth documentary. Okay.
Babe Ruth is black.
Something will pop up.
Seriously,
absolutely. Don't click
will.
All the links, but.
Bro. My YouTube's gonna be so ruined after this.
I'm gonna go on your TikTok and see the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
on your
it's
board.
Gonna be wild. Absolutely
would. Have you found your picks through your entire file cabinet?
I don't know where
you
it's
put them
at.
In your. You put them in your little whatchamacallit.
My notebook last night. I know, yeah. And now it's
We're
gone.
Done. We're done. No picks. I win.
Okay, let me see if I can.
Do I win by default?
Another one. Print me off another one.
Do I win by default then?
I don't know where I don't know where I put it. I could have swore I put it in my notebook yesterday, but I guess I didn't.
Do I win by default?
No, because you're already losing, dude. Like, what do you mean? Hey! I knew I had
but
it.
But how did it end up in the bag?
I knew I had it. It didn't. It was in my, I had folded it on my, okay, what do we got? Okay, we got plenty of time. Okay, talk amongst yourselves. Let me find this website real quick, and we'll get this thing rocking and rolling. Okay. By the way, shout out to, from the illustrious Ben and Skin show, shout out to our boy Ben.
Shout out to Ben Rogers, man.
Okay, who loved us up on the old Twitter.
That's some nice today. Words to say.
Oh, absolutely.
He could have easily just put a thumbs up. He wrote a nice little something.
I'll tell you what, listens to the show. So shout out to him. It's always nice, and you and I were talking about this earlier, it's always nice to get loved up by a respected member of the DFW media community.
Yeah, it was
and it was totally unprompted. We got one of our things actually posted today. We actually got a clip posted. First time in 6-7 months. And wow, imagine that. We get promoted and suddenly somebody actually notices it and responds to it on social media. What a concept. Anyway,
I believe Louisville has a 4th-and-9 right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
With 4 minutes to go, it's getting down to crunch time over here. I'll get you guys the exact stats. Get you guys. It's 24-21. Louisville's up. 4 minutes. 4th-and-9. I believe they just punted the ball to Miami. So Miami's going to be down 3 with 4 minutes to score. Can Carson Beck, who's 18 of 26 for 217 yards, can he win the game? Fred, Trevor, answer this question for me real quick. How many touchdowns do you think Carson Beck has in this game?
How many touchdowns?
Yeah, how
many? One.
None.
Zero. He's got 0 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And Carson Beck still has a chance to win this game. And that's unfortunate because your boy Miller Moss over there for Louisville has 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. He's 23 of 37 for 248 yards. Carson Beck not having his greatest game ever. His run game helping him out a bunch, though, because our boy, make sure I'm saying his name right. Is it Chase? CJ Daniels, excuse me. He's got 51 yards. Oh, that's receiving, excuse me. Run game's not helping him at all. Our boy Fletcher with 18 yards. But Tony, Malachi Tony, 7 catches, a tutty, and 135 yards for the U. As Carson Beck's going to try to make a game-winning drive to keep number 2 Miami alive. They are down to unranked Louisville. Now, Louisville is 4-1, eighth in the ACC, but not a tough out, giving Miami everything that they can ask for. 3rd-and-8, Carson Beck is going to need to pick up a first down. It looks like they just got a false start. So it's going to be 3rd and 15. Not what you want to see. The Dodgers are up 4-0 over the Padres. We let you guys know Shohei Ohtani's hitting rockets every other play. And then when you look at, he's allowed one hit through 5 innings. So when I said earlier, a no-hitter with 3 home runs, you might have a 3-homer game with one hit. Would that still be the greatest game ever? 3 home runs in a game and you allow one hit? Because I said no-hitter earlier and y'all said that'd be the greatest game. Would even one hit, 3-homer game in a postseason game be the greatest postseason
game? He's given up only one hit?
He's only given up one hit and he's got 2 homers in his first two at-bats.
He's doing things. Again, we know this about Shohei Ohtani. He's doing things that nobody has done since Babe Ruth, and he's doing it better than Babe Ruth. So he is the phenomenal one. I don't know. We need to come up with some cool term for Shohei Ohtani, because I'm glad he's showing up tonight, because the Dodgers need him to do that if they're going to win a World Series. But
how many strikeouts do you think he has through 5?
Let's say 4.
8.
He's got 8 through 5 innings.
He has 8 strikeouts, 1 hit allowed, and 2 450 bombs.
Can you? Oh man, that's that. Yeah, that's.
If he hits one more bomb and continues to pitch how he does, one hit and kind of getting like 2 strikeouts an inning, would this be the greatest postseason game ever? It's also 3-0 to take the series.
I'm sure there's guys out there that have had like up on that level, at least hitting wise.
Somebody text in if someone's had a 3 home run,
pitching wise. Obviously, there's better.
Here you guys go.
Games.
You guys are still talking about this. Okay, here we go. All right, let's get this thing rocking and rolling.
Right here. We're gonna have like 2 minutes.
We can do a couple and get this thing started. All right. Rams -3 versus Jacksonville. This game is in London.
Someone said, does this mean Shohei is half black as well?
Could be. Could be.
Have we done a DNA test?
We have not.
Have we talked to his interpreter lately?
I don't know if his interpreter is talking to many people right now.
Is he like in holding?
He's in prison.
Like they're not going to let him out?
I mean, eventually. I mean, he's in federal prison.
For how long, though?
Oh, at least, like, I think 5 to 10 years.
That's kind of messed up. Don't you think? You're just his interpreter, trying to get a little cash on the side.
Had it not been $17 million, then yeah, I think it'd be okay. But something tells me, look,
the Brewers are falling down.
He did catch that, though.
Did he catch
that? No, he caught that. Oh, he caught that.
I thought he just fell the ball over his head.
No, he needed that. All right, Rams -3, Jacksonville.
Oh, Rams. Okay. Even with no Puka.
I'm taking Jacksonville. Only because Jacksonville's really good in London, allegedly. Plus, they're there all the time.
That is a good call.
They're there all the time.
Are they not there like a third of their season, it feels like?
Yeah, they agree to give up a home game every year to London. All right, New Orleans at Chicago. Chicago -4.5.
New Orleans covers.
You want? I don't hate that idea.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm just going to go with the opposite of what I'm thinking because my picks have been terrible. So whatever I'm thinking, I'm just going to
do. You actually didn't do bad. You had 7 last week. Okay. It's just that I had 10.
I just stick to my gut.
All right. Miami at Cleveland. Cleveland -2.5.
Miami covers.
I'm going with Cleveland on this one. I think we could see Shador. New England at Tennessee. New England -7. I'm going with New England.
I will not be picking Tennessee to cover any spreads anytime soon.
Not anymore.
I got to get one wrong, and then
yeah, exactly.
I'm not just.
You took Miami to cover though.
Yes, sir.
So +2.5. All right. Vegas at Kansas City. Kansas City -12. You know where I'm going.
You know where I'm going. Give me Vegas.
Okay. Philly at Minnesota. Philly -2. I'm taking Minnesota.
Give me Minnesota.
Okay. Carolina at the Jets. Carolina -1.5.
That's just who's going to win this game. Give me Carolina.
I'm going with Carolina as well.
Garrett Wilson doubtful. Come on.
The Giants at Denver. Denver -7. Give me the Giants.
Give me the Giants.
Okay. Indy at the Chargers. Chargers -1.5.
Give me Indy.
You like Indy in this
one. They get back on the... Joe Alt did return back to practice this week. Their all-star left tackle.
I'm going with the Chargers here. Okay. Let's see. I'll tell you what. Let's go to break because these breaks are kind of short. We've got four games left to do. Then we'll do a little Tolos on the telephone. Fired up for you guys. Let you know how y'all are feeling. If you're so inclined to want to chime in. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Four games left to pick. Plus, your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
It looks like Miami may have just lost to Louisville on a Carson Beck interception 30 seconds in the red zone. Tries to throw to the flats, and the middle linebacker is a heat-seeking missile to the flats and ends up...
I mean, he catches that with his fingertips.
Ends up intercepting the ball from Carson Beck. Miami fans are distraught, mouths wide open. Do we have any Miami fans that are friends of the program?
Jay Koppelman from last night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, played at the U.
Yeah.
So, Jay, I don't know if you're listening tonight, but...
Well, Carson Beck, is he cussing somebody out now?
Who is Carson Beck cussing somebody out, or is Mario Cristobal cussing somebody out? Because, we know Jeff Brohm is cursing somebody out, so he doesn't look too happy about it. But, yeah, this game's all over but the crying for the Miami Hurricanes.
Wow.
As Louisville up 24-21 over the Miami Hurricanes.
Ravens a pretty monumental sports. Number two team in the nation about to lose. We've got Shohei Ohtani putting on an actual masterclass right now. Two homers, one hit allowed through six with nine strikeouts. Trevor, you had a news about maybe what might be a better game in postseason history. We're trying to figure out where this Shohei moment might rank if he continues to do this throughout the rest of the game.
Yeah, so it was, I want to say it was a Cloninger. I don't know what his first name is. I'll have to look here in a second. A guy he completed.
I want to say it's Steve.
It's a basic white guy name, basically. It's like Chase, Dan, something basic white guy name.
Basic white guy name Chase.
Fred, like Fred, kind of.
Actually, Fred's not a basic white guy name. Thank you very much.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Let's look up all the famous Freds.
Says the guy named Trevor. Says the guy named Trevor. Okay.
That's an odd white guy name.
Is it? You know, yeah, you get the odd part right.
Anyway, nine complete. He pitched a complete inning. Gave up seven hits.
Favorite.
Complete inning.
He pitched a complete inning. Wow. He got all three outs?
He got all three of them, but an immaculate inning. Nine innings, complete game. He gave up seven hits and three runs. He only had five strikeouts in that nine innings and gave up two walks. But he hit two grand slams in that game.
Wow.
So he had, let's see.
I'm hoping they won that game, right?
They won 17-3. They killed them.
I mean, at what point do you pull the guy? Right? Well, I guess if you're dealing like that, I'm thinking of new school baseball. Yeah, back in the day, I mean, you just left him out there and let him finish.
And that obviously happened quick. Two grand slams. That's eight runs in one swing.
That's eight runs
and two
of run support right there that you gave yourself.
Tony
Clarenger, basic white guy name. This guy. By the way, Ray Nixon offered, he said next time he comes, he's going to bring Trevor a bottle of cologne.
Wow.
Well, you don't have to do all that. Well, I said, no, you do. You do. Go ahead. I said, Ray, don't be not. Trevor, just take the niceness and just do it.
Yeah.
So Ray's going to bring him a little bottle of something next time he comes.
Yeah.
So, no, look, it could be half empty. Who knows? I mean, I mean, I wouldn't, you know.
I'm gonna give you my nice.
I ain't giving you my nice stuff.
I haven't looked at this
one. Give me a good dupe.
I got this Valentino that's been. I got some Burberry that's been sitting in the back of my closet.
You know what we should get him? What's the Dior one?
Sauvage.
That everybody that's ever breathed had.
So there's three variations of the Sauvage. You got the original. You got the Elixir, and then you got the third one that's like water based. That one's crap.
Is this like the Johnny Walker where it's like red, white, and blue? Like there's different levels of it?
I would say that's probably the most mainstream cologne in the last 5 years. Would you agree? I didn't say it's the best. I'm just saying like
wherever. Look, I love Elixir. I'm a Sauvage Elixir guy. That's a panty dropper. I don't care who
you
are.
It became very overused. But I'm saying it's a good standard one if you don't have anything.
I mean, look, it's still, just because it's overused doesn't mean you can't still drop some panties.
I like to be unique.
I mean, I get it. I mean, but you got to have it in the rotation.
I agree. It used to be.
No, because what you here's what you do.
You layer it.
You mix it.
Yeah.
You mix it.
Come on, man. Yeah.
You mix colognes?
Okay, we got so much. This is kind of like the maze that Shoddy was talking about with the defense. Okay, you're not ready. You're not ready for that level.
When they get
look.
Close to me, I'm showing a bear defense. Is that what it is?
No. Just you know what? We just need to get you just one thing of cologne. Don't worry about layering right now.
Don't worry about cover three.
You're not there yet. Okay, we're
you're shouting out coverages to me while I'm on the field. That's what you're telling me here?
We're just gonna hand you the call on a piece of paper.
Yeah, one word communication. We just need to fix your eyes. Okay,
it's the triangle.
Yeah, we can't. Don't even worry about the guards. Just focus on the center. Okay, that's it. All right, real quick.
What is Trevor saying?
I don't even know. He knows what he's saying. 877-881-1053. Toll's on the telephone. 877-881-1053. Fire off if you're feeling like it. We got to finish our picks. Green Bay at Arizona. Green Bay -7.
Green Bay.
I'm going Arizona.
I don't trust Arizona. We don't. Kyler's been in and out of practice.
No, but Jacoby Brissett's a solid.
I know that's what I'm saying, but I think if Kyler's healthy, I would assume they're not going to bench him. I'm saying he's been in and out, and they might just throw him in the starting lineup.
I don't think they care. They can cover 7. I don't trust Green Bay. This is a tough one. Atlanta at San Fran. San Fran -2.
Someone said, does anyone think that Carson Beck is a slightly better looking version of Sloth off the Goonies?
Boy, you ain't lying. That I don't trust them eyes.
Okay, give me the game again. I wouldn't listen.
Atlanta at San Francisco, San Fran -2. Mac Jones will be the starting quarterback.
And no Ricky Pearsall or Juwan. They got no receivers over there. It's just CMC and the Pips. Give me Atlanta with the upset. Atlanta wins straight out. Give me Atlanta with the upset. I'm feeling good. They've had a nice couple weeks. Give me Atlanta bouncing back. That's my one hot.
I was gonna say I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Michael Penix, and especially with that offense, I mean, I could see them winning outright as well. I also am gonna go with Atlanta here. Tampa Bay at Detroit. Detroit -5.5.
Come on. And might I add,
I'm going with Tampa Bay.
You might have Mike Evans. Mike Evans has kind of been in and out. You won't have Godwin. You won't have Bucky Irving, and you won't have Abuka.
Look, I can see Detroit winning, but I don't think they're going to cover by 5.5.
Give me Tampa Bay.
Houston at Seattle.
Seattle. Don't give me.
I was going to say, give me Seattle.
You don't have to even tell me this, Brad. Unless it's like 10-3. Yeah,
give me Seattle. All right, let's jump out. We got about 7 or 8, 9 minutes that we can do some totals on the telephone. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That's the that's not only the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. That's also the hotline to call in as well. So we had somebody, he fell off, so go ahead and call. And we may just have you just go straight. We won't even screen the calls tonight.
No screenings.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? This, boom, done.
This is a one-time only. No screenings. Just call in.
Just call in.
If you want to say something to Trevor, say something to Fred.
I mean, if you're going to say something to Trevor, you're going to say it over the air.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They can call for whatever.
That's it.
Cowboys take, Mavericks take, Stars take. You're going to get a little Stars power
Japanese
segment.
Food take.
Yeah.
If that's what you're feeling. You know, if you want to, if something Ray said got you feeling some type of way, let us know.
Someone said maybe Trevor needs the picture cards and not the words from the sidelines. Like, you know, when they're putting it up and it's a different call.
Oh, no, he definitely needs that. He definitely needs that. But I'm excited. I'm excited because what we're going to do is when we get him this cologne and he wears it to the next Stars game with old girl and Sambas.
Put him through, Trevor.
Straight through.
Where are we thinking they're going to be from?
Who you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh. We're on quick. This is Dope Sick Dave. What's going on?
Dope Sick Dave calling from Dallas. What's up, Dope Sick?
Hey, you guys catch that Stars game last night?
Well, our correspondent did, Mr. Trevor the Creator.
Yeah. Casey DeSmith might be the worst goalie I've ever seen in my life. We're up 2-0, and in like 3 minutes, they put up 5 goals.
This is the Trevor, exact opposite.
Right? I was going to say, complete contradiction from what our boy Trevor the Creator said. Trevor the Creator, hand of God, said to us yesterday, might be the best backup goalie in hockey. So I'll let you two talk amongst yourselves.
Oh my goodness.
It was the defense that was bad, man. It was the defense. Like, there was one breakaway goal that you could probably put on DeSmith. But everything else was Thomas Harley didn't body block a puck, which led to that. Then the power play goal was pathetic. That was awful. Mm. The defense there, Miro didn't push anybody out. Who else? Bork was on defense, and he did not skate anywhere. They stayed two different places and didn't move at all to block anybody. I wouldn't put any of it on D. Smith. I would put it on defense.
Dave?
So you don't wear cologne, and you also believe in excuses. Come on. Come on now, Trevor. You're better than that. This is 105.3, the fan, listen, fan after dark.
Listen, I have the power to turn this off right now. Can't be getting attacked like this. Come on now.
No. But
no, I'm here for it, Dave.
Yeah.
What, of course
Miami
you are,
went down? I'm in the car. You guys said Miami went down tonight?
Yes.
Yes, Miami they did. 24-21.
Carson Beck threw a game-losing interception.
Coming for that top spot, baby.
And your boy just signed a $11 million a year deal as well.
Crazy. He deserves it. 100% he does. Deserves it. Anyways, I'll stop fogging up the line. Can't wait for the Skins game. And
love it.
Have a good weekend, guys.
There you go.
Happy weekend.
Dope sick, Dave. Make sure you call in tomorrow. Go ahead. Patch him through. Straight through. Here we go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Sarah. I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Sam?
What's up, Sam? What you got?
Yeah, so what do these Cowboys need to do on defense to fix things?
What do the Cowboys need to do on defense to fix things, Fred? How would you fix things if you had a magic wand and you could fix it tomorrow? What would it be?
I mean, that's a loaded question, Sam.
I mean, they need to stop playing. What's with this zone? Zone never looks to these guys, so why don't they play some man?
I think Sam wants us to play more man coverage.
Okay, I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that.
So why don't these coaches ever put these guys in man? A couple years ago?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, why don't these coaches ever put these guys in man? Did they see that playoff game against Green Bay a couple years ago?
All right, Sam, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm having a hard time making out what you're saying there on can I think, you hear what he's saying?
Why aren't we playing more man coverage, pretty much?
We've been asking Eberflus that for, you know. Asking,
so I much mean, his name's now Eberflus.
It's now Eberflus. All right, who? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
You talking to me, Fred?
We are talking to you. Yes, sir. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Oh, this is just Jagon and Taro.
Man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I got Trevor. That's two strikes, man.
No. Listen, when I get to when I get told, boy, just put them on. Don't at me.
Oh, what you got, Jay Gunn?
I just wanted to call and say, no, I'm just feeling nicey today.
I love
it. I like
it. Just wanted to say hi and go Stars, and we're a go for the Stars. So just letting you know.
Jay Gunn,
you know we're a go.
Are you also bagging Casey DeSmith, or are you in a good spot with him?
We can do better.
We can do better.
I knew we were going to lose. When they said he was. I know Ottinger. He needs a night off. But come on.
He's a backup goalie. It's okay to.
That's like, true.
DeSmith is a very, very competent backup goalie, and I think we have to be okay with that. This is we're struggling. We're learning the new system. You got to give. And I agree with you. We got to give Ottinger a break. But I mean, DeSmith is very valid, if you ask me.
Valid's a good point. I'm valid at my job, and I don't always do it the best either. So just letting you know.
Jay Gunn and Tara.
I'll tell you guys, hey, we're good.
Roger that. We'll connect after the show, or at the very least tomorrow morning, because I'm on for another 3 hours. So great stuff from you, as always, Mr. Jay Gunn in Terrell. 877-881-1053. You got 30 seconds. Final call. Walk us off, and then we'll do a little fair foul in the next segment.
We just had someone there.
No, we had a couple people. Maybe they, driving, texting, doing whatever the hell they're doing.
Do you think everyone that's calling is in a motorized vehicle?
I'll be honest with you. I've had a hard time hearing people tonight. I don't know if that's my headphones. I don't know if that's just the, I know we've had some board issues the last 48 hours. I don't know what's going on here. But Sam, I couldn't make out anything he was saying. And our boy Jay Gunn was a little muffled as well. All right, last call right here. Last call. Put him through. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I just had to tell y'all something real quick. It's Dope Sick Dave. No one else was hopping on the line, so I'm gonna take that.
Dope Sick Dave. We got two people calling in. Hey, we can't have you double up, but I appreciate you. All right, next caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rockin' Rodney from Waco, Texas.
Rodney from Waco. All right, 30 seconds. Take us home. What you got, Rodney?
I'm hoping the Cowboys can give my little brother a win on his birthday Sunday.
Oh, okay. Cowboys win on Sunday. What's your brother's name?
Jeff.
Jeff. Is that with a J or is that a G?
J.
Okay, fair enough.
Spell it with a G?
My sister's soon-to-be ex-husband spelled it G off. Okay, and give me a score for me.
I'll go with 1 point, like Nate Newton, 21-20.
21-20, and Rodney, you're the personal shopper, correct?
Yeah, you remember me.
I do. How can you? I mean, it's hard to forget Rodney and Waco, who's a personal shopper. We were getting some fatty scuttlebutt that you're a DoorDasher. Is that accurate?
I did DoorDash for 8 months and then went to Instacart.
Okay, so you're a personal shopper for Instacart.
Right.
Gotcha.
2,500 deliveries to date.
Come on, Rodney!
Rodney and Waco. All right, Rodney and Waco. And you said you got, like, what, a 217 IQ or something crazy like that? Isn't that what you told us last time?
No, 147.
147. All right, Rodney and Waco with your 147 IQ. We appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
Enjoy y'all's show.
Absolutely.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Rodney.
Hey, you have a great one as well.
Send them through. Who's next?
Real quick, who is this and where are you calling from? The Walt. Hey, the Walt's gone. All right, go to the last guy calling right here. Take us home, whoever this guy is. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Oh, that's Tommy.
Tommy.
What's up, Tommy?
Tommy, where are you calling from, Tommy?
North Garland.
Where?
North Garland.
North Garland. What you got, Tommy, in North Garland?
Well, don't really have a sports opinion. I just want to talk shit about your cologne opinion.
Oh, Tommy. We had to dump you, Tommy.
We got two more. Send them through.
Send them through. Guys, you can't cuss.
You can't no
okay?
cuss.
You can't cuss. Like, Tommy, you can't. I mean, you can talk crap, but you can't talk that. Okay? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jake from Dallas.
What you got, Jake from Dallas?
Look, I just want to say y'all are the best guys on radio. My favorite. But look.
There's a butt there.
The Cowboys, they got to fix this shit, man. They got to fix it.
Okay. All right. You know what? Jake and Tommy, you guys have been banned. One more. I can't go out like that.
We
have five people blowing to the phone lines. Please don't curse. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The board is broke now. The button will not push.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because we had to dump too many people?
I don't know. It's just we're not. I'm pressing on and it is not working.
You're not taking
it. We have five
it.
People yep. waiting.
Man.
Six people now.
See.
I just want to let you guys know we see y'all.
Yeah, we apologize.
Now, we do see your calls
but
right here.
Tommy and Jake, you can't curse on the radio. Okay, this isn't a podcast. This is big boy radio.
They both
here.
Got to it quick, though.
Right out the
gate. We're still getting calls.
Right, I mean, you guys
we're at eight
are
calls
you guys are loving us up, and we appreciate it. But Tommy and Jake, you ruined it for the rest of us.
I'll say this: Fred's going to leave at 10.
Yeah,
it'll be Blake and Trevor at 10:20, 10:40, 10 o'clock in one of those segments. We'll open up the phone lines.
Again.
We got like 10 people calling
actually,
right
well,
now.
Look, we got a full board of calls right now. we have a full board of calls. Trevor's.
If you guys let me do it the way that I should do it,
yeah.
It would work.
We're trying to save you time.
No. That's what's the. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. What do I know?
No.
Trevor, at 10, we'll do it again. We'll do it again at 10.
Because here's because here's the thing. You think they were going to say, I'm going to cuss to you?
No, but I think there's organization. They don't feel as they have time to think about what they need to talk about or whatever
what?
It is.
But well, we don't have time.
I don't have time. Well, and here's the thing. From now on, listeners, fatties, you can't cuss.
We love y'all. We want to talk to
you. You know
y'all.
What? Shame on me for not saying that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why we screen calls, right?
Oh, because they're going to tell you, by the way, I'm going to cuss?
No, it doesn't happen that way.
11 second mark, I'm thinking about dropping it.
It gives them time.
These are radio professionals that we're talking to.
I don't. As my boy Denzel would say, I wish
I had more time.
As he sticks an explosive up his rectum. Final segment for me, Fair Foul, coming up next.
The caller.
This segment of 105.3 The Fan is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get the Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All right. Welcome back in. It is Fan After Dark. Final segment for me. And then you'll get an hour of Trevor goodness after that. Let's keep the Japanese vibes going, shall we?
We are seeing maybe the greatest.
Japanese vibes on TV as Shohei continues to absolutely just crush baseballs.
I was literally showing Fred the second home run that he blasts 470 feet to right field. Absolute crack of the bat. Everyone, as soon as it hits, knows it's a home run. I'm showing him that video in the break.
Yeah.
I turn my head and I see Shohei rounding the bases again. I go, Fred, is this
another one?
Is this a replay? No. Shohei Ohtani has came to the plate three times, and all three have been a home run. His shortest home run is 427 feet, while also pitching six innings, has 10 strikeouts, allowed two hits, and has three walks. I'll ask you again, Trevor.
And threw 100 pitches.
Are we watching the greatest single game from one player in a postseason game?
I think that's very possible. I wish it was a complete game, but again, when you're when you're balling like that and you got a guy that can just go and hit.
Dude, he's crushing
awesome.
The ball, too.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't even had a single right at the wall. He is hitting the ball. It's clearing every time. This is kind of crazy that we're.
This is not warning track power. Yeah. This is the real deal, Holyfield. All right, so we'll keep the Japanese vibes going, and of course, they started with our boy Ray Nixon, who is a Japanese basketball legend in his own right.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
It's always cool
gentlemen.
To see these moments live, though.
No, they absolutely are.
It's different to hear about it, and we're watching it happen, and Shohei is destroying it.
Speaking of un-Japanese vibes, North Carolina and very undisciplined football team that they are losing to California right now. You may know them as Cal, 7-0. All right, so Japanese researchers are at it again. A team of them has developed a breakthrough molecule known as PA-915, which early tests show can eliminate depressive symptoms after just one dose. The discovery could redefine how depression is treated, offering a faster, more effective alternative to traditional antidepressants that can take weeks to show results. Preliminary trials suggest PA-915 rapidly restores balance to key neurotransmitters in the brain linked to mood regulation. Unlike standard treatments, it appears to act directly on serotonin and dopamine pathways without the harsh side effects of SSRIs. While the molecule is still in preclinical testing, experts say it represents one of the most promising advancements in mental health medicine in decades, with potential to help millions worldwide. Fair foul. Scientists may have cracked depression. Japanese researchers have created a molecule called PA-915 that wipes out symptoms after just one dose. It's a mouthful, I know.
We're seeing a lot more medicine come about of cures cancer, cures ADHD, cures depression. Well,
I ain't seen any of those yet.
Well, yeah, they take that stuff down real quick. It's up for about an hour and then they take it down.
I want to find the one that cures ADHD. Let me know about
this,
that one.
Who is this guy pitching? I mean, he looks 7'2", man. I'm going to say foul.
That's PA-915 in human form is who that is.
I'm going to say foul because...
Oh.
Actually, let me not.
You want people to be depressed
That's
for years,
That's not what
apparently.
I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's
what?
Not what I'm
one
saying.
Dose? Ugh, get out of here.
That's not what I'm saying. I just don't think there's a medicine that cures it in one dose because I feel like it's kind of a... What happens in your environment? I know there's a social and mental. I know there's a mental aspect to depression, but I feel like there's also a huge like social impact and kind of who you're around, what you're around. So I don't know if medicine enough can just, hey, you're in the worst situation ever, but you took a pill. So just my take. I haven't.
Okay.
You too.
Like I love that answer because I am absolutely on board with that. I think it is more than just taking. Now, do I think people's brain chemistry? You need help, absolutely, but I don't. What scares me, I guess, would be one pill that says, oh, we're going to fix your brain chemistry because I think brain chemistry changes as you get older, obviously, like you become more mature. Or...
And doesn't it kind of change day by day? Well, I don't know. I'm not a neuroscientist. I don't know, but
you're not.
My mom is, funny enough. I kind of let the ball drop with that one. But I would assume it kind of changes every day, your environment and different stuff rewires it. I doubt it's. You take the pill and you can do whatever you want now because you have this depression.
Well, again, it is a brand new pill. Like I said, it's an early testing.
If you were depressed, would you take it, not knowing the side effects?
I mean, isn't that what every new medicine is, basically?
You have to charge. Like,
they pay you.
I was going to say, at the beginning, when you don't really know and we're doing testing, they pay you to do it because
it could kill you.
So would you do it?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I've been raw dogging life for the last 25 years.
If you were severely depressed, though, like bad, like couldn't leave your room.
No.
Still wouldn't take it? I wouldn't. No. I'm not much of a pill guy.
No, I.
Trevor?
No, this is, I think it's good that we're trying to test and we're pushing boundaries. I like
real
that.
Country there.
But yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Just get outside and get some vitamin D. I mean, that's what's always worked for me.
No, I think there's stuff. There's amazing things when it comes to like brain chemistry, like how we can fix stuff like that. It's amazing. It genuinely is amazing. I think when we say, like, when you talk about what's the weight loss drug, GLP-1 stuff.
Like, about Ozempic?
Well, yeah, but it's GLP-1 is like
a scientific one. I've never heard of GLP-1.
I feel like I've heard that a commercial during a break.
Well, so I'm a diabetic. Like that's what it was made for. GLP-1 was made for diabetics, like to help their blood sugar.
He's like Uncle
like
Lou.
That.
He's on meds too.
That's right, exactly. I'm diabetes, and so like that kind of stuff is really positive. It's really, but it's not just a catch-all. It's not like, oh, I'm going to do this and that's. But that's what the world we live in now is. We want one thing to solve every single
away.
Exactly. And so, like, I think it is fair that we're trying to help.
Yeah.
I think it is foul to say that one pill is going to cure someone's depression for the rest of their life. I think that's a little rough.
Does any pill cure anybody's depression, though? I think that's the real question, right? Not to get in the weeds too much. All right, let's get to the real fair or foul. Apparently, at this new building that we're not at yet, you can't back into a parking spot.
This is wild.
Do you mean to tell me Fred Durst can't back into his truck into a parking spot anymore? Yeah. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, we got an email saying
that's foul.
No reverse parking. And
watch out, Odyssey.
Don't California my Texas.
It's getting spooky over here, guys.
What the hell's going on here?
And I know that means a lot to you because you're a backup guy. You like to back it up. Pause.
I'll tell you what.
Did you read the rest of the email, though?
Nope.
No? Please elaborate. Okay.
It's people are just bad drivers. Like, if you have to put rules out there, yeah. Like, people are just, like, they're saying, you know, you have to give what the right of way to somebody else driving on a curve. And it's like,
that's, I thought that was understood.
Exactly. Yeah. There's don't things run into that cars should in the be understood. Garage.
Try not to crash into cars that are parked. Thanks.
They had to put the miles per hour that we have to go. Who's speeding in a parking garage? Like, that stuff.
I mean,
like,
what does this say about the rest of the Odyssey folks? That apparently we've shown up at this new parking place and they're already like, okay, guys, you're running amok in the parking garage. God.
There must have been multiple reports. It had There's to no way there wasn't.
Seriously, I mean, we've been here for a year and a half, and no one's ever said a word about what's going on in the parking garage here at 4131. I'm just, you know what, and does this mean that I can't take up like 8 spots on a weekend?
Definitely not.
I'm doing
Definitely
it.
Definitely not.
I'm doing it. I don't care. All right, what's coming up in the next hour, boys?
Yeah, so Fred's going to leave. He's going to do the Mythical High School Football Show. It's time to have fun, Tullos and Fatties. Kick your socks off. We're still going to get some sports in there. We're going to get your...
I said
kick your socks off. You heard me. We're going to recap all of DFW sports, get you the injury updates, get you smarter for the weekend. We'll also get a little Stars update. And then also, you guys were blowing up the phone line. I want to make sure your phone calls are heard. So at 10:20, we'll open the phone lines up once again. Trevor may or may not screen you. Don't cuss. And then we'll get all the calls that we weren't able to get at 10:20. And then 10:40, we'll put a bow on it and get you out of here. So stay tuned.
We need more organization.
Stay tuned. Let's get Trevor some cologne, listen to your guys' calls, and get caught up on the Dallas Stars next on the Fans with Dart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.